Land rights is a term that we've become quite familiar with in Australia, but what does it mean in other countries? In Brazil, the land rights of Indigenous people is enshrined in its constitution, but this week more than 3,000 Indigenous people have rallied in the capital, Brasilia, to appeal to their government to protect their land rights. Fabricio Chagos Bastos is a research associate from the University of Melbourne. The Wire's Bonnie Parker asked him what the reality of land rights in Brazil is.
Last year, the Brazilian government passed a bill saying that some area in the north, in the border with Venezuela, almost, would be available for mining and wood exploration. But it was in the middle of four or five indigenous reserves. What the government is doing, and this is not only this government, it comes from the dictatorship regimes beginning of the 19th century. They're basically not only taking away, but excluding the indigenous people from the society. Yeah, it's a process of exclusion. It's little by little taking land, taking resources, because those indigenous people are sitting on precious resources. Some parts they have oil, and some parts diamonds, gold. Basically, this is what that region has to offer. And they are victimized by the government and illegal land grabbing as well.
What's the relationship like between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people in Brazil generally, and I suppose the government and Indigenous people?
Well, in Brazil, there's something that's interesting. They think that this what Australia calls the multicultural in the 30s was created by a sociologist and anthropologist. The fact that Brazilian society, Brazil is based on a social positive miscegenation and a racial democracy, what's not true. Why this is not true? If you're indigenous, a member of indigenous community, Bonnie, probably you'll be living in a poor community, as well as descendants of the black, the slaves that came in the 19th century, 18th century, and you'll be a part of social insurance, health, public services, and living in conditions, they're totally different from even the poor in the city. So they live in their own world. Indigenous, the parallel with the Australian environment would be the prejudice against the Indigenous people are very similar. Going to the second part of your question about how is the relationship between the Indigenous people and the government, the dictatorship regime during the 60s until the 80s killed systematically and evicted indigenous people from their lands. They allowed agriculture border to advance over those indigenous people's land, especially in some states with the border with Paraguay and in the Amazon. This has changed little by little during the democratization in the 90s, but the reality is it's exclusion. This is the main word it can give you. It's exclusion and neglect.
There are currently rallies in Brazil, the Free Land Camp. It includes more than 3,000 Indigenous people. Is this kind of social movement standard in Brazil?
For the Indigenous people, yes. They used to go in big numbers to Brasilia to protest. But you can see by the salience of the subject in the Brazilian media coverage, there's nothing. So I'd say that for the Indigenous people, yes, it is normal going to Brasilia and protesting. But as a social movement within the society, no, it's not.
So based on the fact that it's not received much coverage in Brazilian media, leads you to think that it wouldn't have that much of an impact?
Not only because of the media coverage, but because Indigenous people are seen as something that is within the society, but it's not white, it's not part of the society, so it's not civilized. They live in specific areas in the country, so the government should look after them, but the society is not connected to them, and they don't belong to the society. It's a weird situation for the social movement, especially the left. They don't embrace the cause, but at the same time, they say the social movement in general, they say that, well, yes, this is something that we should support, but they never support it.
Fabricio Chagos Bastos, research associate from the University of Melbourne, speaking to The Wire's Bonnie Parker.